We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Zayin Amud Beis, talking about Dikas Chamas La'ahaneh, Tana Rabbanan. Ein Beitkim, Loi La'or HaChama, Loi La'or HaLvana. You can't check Chametz, not from the sun, not from the moon, Loi La'or HaVuka, and can't use a torch either. El La'or HaNer has to be the light of a candle. Why? Because La'or HaNer Yafal Abdika. Because the candle is good for B'dika. Even though there's no raya to this, but still the Zeichel Adava, there's a Zeichel Adava like we had before in the Pesukim, same Pesukim here, Shinema, Shivas Yomim, Sarle Yomati Votechem. It says in the Pesuk, Shivas Yomim, you shouldn't find any chametz in your house, lost in Yomati. V'oim Ebi Chafes V'godol Heichel, and there also says lost in Yimsa, and there it says lost in Chafes. V'oim Ebi Isi, Chafes Yishraim V'neiris. So you see that you find Lashon Mechapes by Lashon Neiris, and you find Lashon Metzia by Mechapes, and you find Shivashem Le'Yimatze. So you see Yimatze is a day on them. And you have two psukim, Be'esi Yechapes as a Shlaim B'Neiris, and Neiris Shivashem Adam. The Gemara says before that just at the first pasuk, you wouldn't know that you would think there that the reason why I use Neiris and not Avuka is because you don't want to look so hard for that Averis. That's why it says this pasuk Ner Hashem Nishus Adam, that it means Dafka Ner. And the question is why you only need the second, why you need the first pasuk, you only need the second pasuk. Taisus on Zayin Abayis talks about this, and he says because in the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishus Adam, Choifis Kol Chedei Baten, it's not Mavuyer that the Choifis is Aideh Ner. Because they are just saying that Ner Hashem is Nishus Adam. It's not saying you use the Ner to search for anything. So this way, just the word chayfis, they say that word ner goes on the other pasuk, and then use the Lashon Metzia to go back and forth. That's why you need to both psukim. So it says in this brisa that arachama is no good. Hi arachama hechidam. When would you use the sun's rays to check a place for chametz? Because it can't be in a house. So what's the case? Inayim v'chatzer, if it means the courtyard, Amar Rava, Rava says, chatzer ain't a tzricha b'dika, a courtyard is not need b'dika. Because the ravens are there, and if there's any chametz there, they would eat it up. So the halacha is, a chatz does not need bedikas chametz. Elam ba'chsadra. It must be in a chsadra, which is like an open gazebo, that the sun could go in. And that's with the geya arachama. And they were saying, you can't be by the arachama by chsadra. But it's not true. I'm a Rava. Chsadra lo irin evdekas. Rava says taka that a chsadra that has windows, has openings, lo irin evdek. Taka check lo ira. Now when do you check lo ira? So pashut that means the day before b'dikas chametz, not the day after. It's too late. The day before b'dikas chametz, you could use the or hachama to check the chsadra. So That's one point. The other point is you have to know exactly what a chsadr is. In Sechas Eirvins, Mechlekes Rashi, and Tosfos, according to Rashi, according to one Madiyam, a chsadr doesn't have any walls. So if it has no walls, someone asks that lechari, then why does it need bedika at all? It's not worse than a chatzah. The Eirvin get in there. So it could be it is, or you could say that someone with two walls and still has sunny. Actually, in Halacha Lamaisa, the chsadr comes up in a car. Shaila is, someone has to check, make bedikas chametz on his car, that's Halacha. Shalas, if he doesn't make a night or he wants to do it the day before, it could be there, arachama would help because a car is an example where you might have arachama, but you have to look at, you know, your local piskachuvas to see, you know, who argues and then who says it's good. But that's the shalas that comes in the chsadr. But Al-Kapana was saying it can't be the pshat in the brisa, the ain boikla arachama, because a chsadr taka works with the sun. Taka works. Talking about a house with a window, the mecheda, the window in your room. With the hecha, so we wanted to use the chama. If you want to check, connect the window across from the window where the sun is shining, it's taka good. You're taka allowed to check that way. Ella letzadim. It means you can use the arachama letzadim to the side of the window. You're not allowed to use arachama. You have to use arhaner. So like upon him, that's the first halacha in that brisa. You can't use arachama, and it's not negeya chotzer because that doesn't need bedika because the ravens are there. A chsadra taka is nivdekas loira, and third of all, connected the window, that's where it's negated the halacha. When it's connected the window, okay, the window is like a chsadra, and then to the sides of the window of a house, that's where it's negated. You cannot use the arachama. Reading Marakasha, va'avuka loy, the one right now I thought, the reason why I can't use a torch is The torch is not so light. It's not such a good light. This pasuk says that the noiga in the future for the tzaddikim, the olam haba, will be like the light of the shivas yemei bereishis. The noiga ka'artia will be like the light of shivas yemei bereishis. Karnayim miyod eloi is saying the shine will be from Hashem Yisbarach himself, and like loshen kikara and arpanov. It'll be like the shine coming off Hashem will shine on you. V'sham chevi and uzay, and there is hidden the strength. That's the end of the pasuk means. But the gay our pasuk is that we see that lamat zedikim daimim pnei shchina. What are zedikim daimim in front of shchina? Can ner pnei avuka, like a ner in front of avuka. So you see the avuka is strong, that the ner is less. That's one kasha. Another kasha of Amar Rava. Avuka lavdala mitzvah amufka. A rabbi says that avuka is lavdala. It's mitzvah amufka to use the avuka. So you see from both these kashas that avuka is even stronger than a ner. So why wouldn't you be able to use the avuka for checking for chametz? It's even a stronger fire. It's a stronger candle. So what does it say? Like four truths into this. Amar Nachman Yitzchak. It's not really a machlekes. There's four different reasons why you shouldn't use avuka. Amar Nachman Yitzchak. Ze yochal lachlis lechurim v'stakim. A candle you could bring into small crevices to check for chametz, but a big torch you can't bring into those small crevices because you'll burn the house down. That's reason number one. Rasvid Amba, ze oy lefanov, ze oyroy leacharov. One of them is used for in front of you, to look for something in front of you. The other one, the best light coming from a torch is behind you. And what's the pshat? Because such a big fire, when you're standing in front of it, it blinds you. It's such a big flame, you can't see well with it. It's too much fire, too much light. It blinds you. So the best place to be to see, you'll see behind you, that will be a good place. It'll shine nicely. But if you ain't got a candle, even right in front of you, it's not so bright, and therefore you can use it in front of you. So it's just not practical to use a torch because you can't see well. You only can see a little further back. Not in front of you, you don't see well with a torch. That's reason number two. Razvid Amma, high bars for high low bars. One of them you're scared, and one of them you're not scared. When you're holding a torch, you're not going to be able to be baidik so well because you're busy trying to make sure you don't burn the curtains, light the curtains. So therefore, you're going to be careful, and you're not going to be able to make the bdika well. Ravid Amma, the fourth shot, high mashach, nahi ravai miktaviktufe, that by your haner, it goes straight, it doesn't jump around. Mashainkein, a torch, it's a whole flame, it jumps. And if it jumps, you can't check things good if it jumps. Not because of the fire, because it doesn't light up well. It doesn't light as well when something is not consistent and it jumps up and down. So those are the four reasons that we have why you shouldn't use avuka and halacha. The first two reasons are brought, the first and third reason is brought down. L'churim is talking, man, because you're scared. But all four reasons, the l'churim, apply to avuka, where you can't use because you have all these problems. Zokta Gemara Vaitin. Mishnah said, Kol makom she'ein machnisim by chametz, you do not have to check that place for chametz. What's lashon kol makom? Just say, any place, just say, makom she'ein machnisim by chametz, you don't have to check. What's kol makom? Kol makom is mashma marba, something more than the literal words. Kol makom lasuyimai, lasuyo tarabonon, it's coming to teach us the following halachas. In this price, there's something more than a regular Eimach Nisim by Chametz. Chayre Beis Al Yoinim V'Tachtoinim. Chayre Beis Al Yoinim V'Tachtoinim. You have a wall of a house, and those days they kept things in the walls of the house. So the ones that are very high, near ladder to reach it, or are very low, and it's very hard to get to, those places are not called Makom Shem Nisim by Chametz. Because since it's hard to reach, Chametz doesn't fall in there. It doesn't just fall into those holes. The Gage Yitzia, the roof of a, like a shed that's slanted, the Gaga Migdal, or the roof of a chest, like a dresser that's slanted, the Refes Bakar, or a place where they keep the cattle, so there the animal will eat it up, the Lulin, that's a place where you keep chicken coop, or Mitvan, a place where they keep Tevin, that you never bring chametz in the place they keep Tevin, but Oitzes Yayim, Oitzes Shemen, and storehouses of wine or of oil, do not need bdika. So, in this case, A few of these are a chiddush that they called makom she'ein machlis bechametz. First of all, chayre bayis alyonim v'tachtonim is a chiddush because it's in a makom, it's in a house where you bring chametz. Just this place is hard to reach. And also, refes baka and lulin, the place we keep the animals, also it's a place to bring chametz. Just the animals eat it. So that's what calls coming to be marba. Even those places where technically you bring chametz, since we have other reasons why it's not a problem, therefore it's nibdiga. If you have a house and you want to make a separation between two sides of the house, you want to make two rooms, and you have a bed separating two rooms, but a bed is always not flush on the ground, it has space under it. Umafsekas, and Rashi types umafsekas means there's a hefsek between the floor and the bottom of the Mita, tzricha b'dika. You need b'dika because crumbs and bread get under it. Chametz get under the bed. So there's two halakas in this braisa that we're going to ask on. First of all, we learned that churim are not a problem. And we learned that mita that separates room is a problem. Frankly, barva aminu, churismei od mechaveroi, a hole in the wall that's between your house and your neighbor's house. Zeb b'dika makov shiad megas. This person, Reuven, his house, checks his hole until his hand can reach. And the other guy sticks his hand in as much as he can reach, and he checks that way. And even though there's room between very thick walls, still vashar avata b'liba. The rest, you make a bittle. Rav Shimon Gamliel, mita chelekes sechabayis. If you have a mita separating the house, making two rooms in the house, ba'itzin v'avonim surim tachtel, and you put under the bed wood and stones to fill up the space, but still mafsekas, still space in between. Ain't a tzricha b'dika, it's not need b'dika. So kasha mita amita. First of all, the shver mita amita. Four of Shemuel says you do need b'dika, and here it says by the bed you don't need b'dika. And churim also shver. Before the Tanakhama said churim do not have to be checked because it's not a makom they bring chametz. A hole in the wall does not have to be checked. And here it says the holes do have to be checked. Churim achurim is also shver. Kasha churim achurim. So Gemara says, churim achurim loy kasha, it's not shver habir loy v'tatoyi. The case we were saying that's mutter is if it's higher and lower. Baha, b'mitzi in here, the case we say you have to check churim is in between. It's in the middle. Mita mita loy kasha, also hod medayi hod medayi. One that it's very much space in between, and one that is very little space in between. Since it's very little space in between, it's not easy to use there. No one's going to put any chametz there. And we're not worrying to kick chametz there, I guess, because the stones are on the floor. There's a space between the bed and the stones. You're not going to kick chametz into that space. So therefore, that's a terrace. It's not practical. Nothing's going to happen. No chametz is going to happen in that case. So I think about Ravaita. It said in the Braisa, the Va'itzrach Yai, in the storehouse of wine, in its Tzricha B'dika. It's not Nibdika because who brings to a storehouse of wine chametz? Va'atayim went to the Braisa, Va'itzrach Yai, Tzarach b'dika. And really, we have in our Mishnah also this idea that a storehouse of wine needs b'dika, and oitz shemen ain't tzrich b'dika. This bright says that oitz yai needs b'dika, not shemen. So it's shver. So the Baruch Hu Skin on. We probably bring this bright in not our Mishnah because this bright so it says oitz yai needs b'dika and shemen does not need b'dika. So Mishnah about Mishnah, we could have said, oh, the case is that his storehouse is right next to his dining room. But now we're saying, we're contrasting the same thing shemen doesn't have. So it's mashma something about wine that you need b'dika. What's the pshat? Halchamayaskina b'mestapek. We're talking about an oitzer, which you take wine from there in the middle of the suda sometimes. You go in the middle of the suda. Yalka shemen ami. Tomorrow I asked, I can say shemen also. If it's a type of storehouse that's near your table, and you might go there to get shemen in the middle of the suda, why aren't you worried about chametz there? Before you start eating, you know how much shemen you're going to need for the suda. You don't miscalculate how much oil you're going to need for the suda. Yayin ain't kvalish dia. Yayin sometimes miscalculate. Sometimes people drink a little more, a little less. They're not exactly, no kvias for wine, for drink, and therefore you sometimes might need more and you might bring chametz into the storehouse. Tani Rav Chia also oitzreitz sheikh of a Bavel, kaitz yayin veritz shal. In Bavel, the main drink was beer, not wine. And there, if you have a storehouse of beer, it's the same halacha of yayin eretz yisrael b'mestapek, and therefore it's, you have to check the storehouses of beer for chametz, because if they use that sometimes in the middle of suda, that has the same problem as oitzus yayin eretz yisrael. Now I'm going to give a few examples, different food items that people would get in the middle of a suda, either food items or other items. Amram chizda, bei dogim ein tzricha b'dika. Fish does not need the fish room where you can store the fish is not near bedikah, because you know how much fish you're going to need. You know how many pieces of salmon you need. You need 10 pieces of salmon, you're not going to take an extra piece of salmon in the middle of Suda. Another bride says, you do need a bedika. Like kasha, a rabbi, a zutri. Big fish, you know exactly how much you're going to need. But sardines, you might need more. Or herring, you might need more. There it's possible, you might need more. And therefore, you have to check that room for chametz. The place we keep salt, and the place we keep shaiva, which is wax, which is used for candles, need bedika. Sometimes, you get up in the middle of Suda to bring more salt, because yes, the food needs a little more salt or needs more candles. That needs bedikah. Amar Papa Beit Tzivi Beit Tamri Tzrich Bedikah. The wood storehouse and the Beit Tamri, which is a place where you keep the dates, that needs the dates needs those places need bedikah. Sometimes that you miscalculate, they need more. Tzrich Bedikah. Tana Lunt the Brayse Mechayev Meslach as Yodel Luchurim Stalkin and lived like the Hazakana. The Halacha is the Brayse says, when Ma'aseh you're not mechuyev to stick your hand into the holes in the wall. Check for bedikas chametz because it's sakana. My sakana. What's a sakana? Ine brings across akroiv. If you're worried that you might get bitten by a scorpion, so then how do you use it? Kmishdamish hechin shdamish. So how do you use it in the first place? And if you don't use it, it's makom shem rechis mechametz. So what's the case? If the sakana of a scorpion, how do you use it? Like tzricha the nafal, the whole entire wall fell down. Talking about the whole entire wall fell down, and now you want to check that rubble for chametz. You don't have to because the derech is that the scorpions hang around this rubble. In Afala, they don't need to dig at all. But now, chometz in Afala, my pilots, you have a chometz that a wall fell over it. It's like it's destroyed. And in Osh Pekat, even though we learned before on yesterday's daf that within 30 days of Pesach, you still have to check it. That's only if you did it lechatchila. But something that fell by itself, there, Allah says, you don't have to check it. It's like mevor. It's like there. But before we're talking about a case, the guy covered his chametz with straw. He did it after 30 days. His chiyuv was chal already. He can't do it anymore. But here, if it fell by itself, harikim avoy. It's like destroyed. So our answer is hasham she'ena kelav yochel chapis acharav. Hachak is kelav yochel chapis acharav. So the whole halacha, they don't have to check my poilus for chametz, is only if it's more than three tefachim deep. There, the door can reach. But anything within three tefachim, you do have to check for chametz. And we're saying here, the only reason you don't have to, it's only because sakana is akrev. Frey the Gemara, Kasha, Amar Rav Elazar, what are we worried about over here, about checking the chametz, and worry about akrev, a scorpion? If you're checking for chametz, Amar Rav Elazar, Shluchim Mitzvah Nezaikin, someone who does a mitzvah doesn't get harmed. So what is he worried about? Getting bit by a scorpion? He's doing a mitzvah of digas chametz. He might also have lost a machat, and in those days it was expensive. Any piece of metal wasn't so cheap. That a needle they used for sewing, and he might have used it there, and it got lost. And he might say, you know what? I'm making this chametz anyway. I'm gonna look for that lost thing that I lost. And since he's doing it shleil shema, so then there's a shaila of getting a hezek, and therefore you should not check it because of sakonas akrev.